persecution can kindle the fire of the church, but too much pressure could extinguish it. And that's especially true for believers in one Middle Eastern country. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hope is keeping the embers alive. And this is another reason why Bible translation remains vital. We'll hear why in just a few moments. But let's get to our first story, where Iraq's Christians are teetering on the knife's edge of extinction, according to the Chaldean Archbishop of Basra. Now, the Archbishop says all it would take is one more wave of persecution to wipe out Christianity from the country entirely. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries says believers in Iraq are suffering genocide, and for those who leave, it's hard to go back.
I know that a lot of times Christians who have been possibly better educated are able to leave the country when the persecution or a war erupts. And if they don't re-immigrate, those who are left become smaller and smaller during times of persecution.
The good news? There's hope for the remnant church.
When traditional church gets shut down, there's still this way of connecting via media to be encouraged, hear about other Christians, just be hearing things from the Word that nurture you when you may feel really isolated in persecution.
And your prayers right now help make a difference.
We look at Iraq and we see that people are going back and trying to rebuild, but the persecution's not gone. And so it's so important that we pray over these refugees who go back to their countries and want to stand and rebuild their culture and rebuild it on solid Christian principles, and that we hold them up in prayer as well.
Next, every other year, Bethlehem Bible College hosts the Christ at the Checkpoint Conference in Bethlehem. But this is the first year that the college is hosting a follow-up conference in the United States, and today is the final day of sessions. Bethlehem Bible College's Marianne Smith tells us,
"The purpose of the conference is a way for us as believers in Jesus to engage with the situation that's going on here in Palestine and Israel."
Many people don't realize that there is a Palestinian church. It's a challenge to bring the context of the conflict to the United States. When people attend in Palestine, they see the situation firsthand for the brothers and sisters. But this task has always been left up to the speakers, like Dr. Munter Isaac, who says,
"Take our perspective seriously because we happen to be living here. We've thought about many issues, including God's vision for this land, peacemaking, reconciliation. And honestly, many times we are troubled because church leaders around the world take sides or make positions or statements that actually harm us and endanger our own existence as a Christian community in this land."
Maybe this is your first time hearing about Palestinian Christians. Take a moment to pray for them and ask God to reveal ways that you can help. We'll show you how to engage with your Palestinian brothers and sisters, share a piece of their story, and find ways to pray at our website. And finally, if you care about Bible translation, you won't want to miss this. Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is live streaming their biannual scripture celebration this afternoon. Wycliffe's Christy Free says you can tune in to catch worship with Aaron Schust and a celebration of the 13-plus million people who now have scripture in their heart language for the first time.
"I really think it's a fun event that people will enjoy and just to see how God is working throughout the world."
Wycliffe also plans to honor the Green family with their 2018 Scripture Impact Award. Now, David Green founded Hobby Lobby, a craft store chain, and his son, Mark Green, started the Every Tribe, Every Nation Coalition. The Green family is also behind the Museum of the Bible.
"They're using their resources and influence to see God's Word reach and engage and change people's lives. The Scripture Impact Award commends men and women who have a passion for the Bible and demonstrate a personal commitment to that."
The good news? Praise God that translations of his word were completed in 30 languages this year. Free says it broke last year's record high.
"We're getting more and more every time, which shows that Bible translation is accelerating."
And if you want to watch the event, we'll provide a link at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.